Ezra's Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Chavhei in Meseches Yuma is wearing a yarmulke. Tosis on Daf Chavhei Amud Aleph makes a very fascinating point. Tosis points out that our Gemara took it as a given that the pious, which is the subject of Perek Sheni of Yuma, the lottery that the Kohanim were chosen for in the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, was done specifically in the Lishkas HaGozes. Ask Taisus, why did they not do it in the Azara itself? What's the source that it should be done in Lishkas HaGozes that in today's daf we learned that Lishkas HaGozes partly had Kedusha, it was Psuchos L'Kodesh, it was Psuchos L'Chol, there were people that were allowed to sit, people who were supposed to stand, a very intricate cheshbon of Lishkas HaGozes. Why not just do the Pius in the Azara itself? Taisus points out that the reason for it is because the Kohen used to have his hat removed, as our sugya pointed out, that the way in which the Mamuna knew which Kohen was the one the count had started with was by taking off the hat of the first Kohen who was to be counted. And that, says Taisus, since the Mitznefes was removed, says the Kohen Gnayu Lo, it is denigrating, interestingly, low for him to stand in the Azara without a mitznefes on his head. It's for this reason the Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Pei Beis Sivkatan Ches writes that there isn't a chiyuv, we see from our tesis, that there isn't a chiyuv for a person to wear a yarmulke when they're standing in one place. It is for this reason that the Magen Avraham concludes that there isn't a Isur Gomor to sit without a yarmulke. And when the Gemara in Kedushin describes that Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua would not go Dalet Amos without Gilui Rosh, the actual Isur of going without Gilui Rosh is specifically for someone to walk without a yarmulke with four Dalet Amos. However, if it's less than Dalet Amos, then the Isur does not apply. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have my Svarim with me right now, but there are some who have argued that the Isser of, that there is a prohibition of not wearing a yarmulke because it was common in those days for the Gentiles to remove their caps, particularly when they would go into Makom Avodah Zarah, and therefore there were some Rishonim who postulated that there is an Isser of Ubuchukoseim Lo Seilechu. In fact, I see quoted in the name of Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Shalos Tshuvos, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, in Orech Chaim Simen Gimel, that there would be an Isser even less than Dalet Amos for a person to go without anything on his head. Shlomo Kluger is Mechadesh, that the Gemara in Kedushin is talking about wearing something entirely on one's head. However, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his first tshuva, it's a collector's item, the first tshuva of Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, rejects that opinion of Reb Shlomo Kluger, and he points out that the Isser of going without a hair covering is talking specifically even for a partial covering, in other words, something that would qualify as the shear of a yarmulke, a shear of a kippah, even if a full hat is not being worn. Fascinating that the Pnini Halacha quotes a Meiri that complains that there are people who go to shul and take off their large hat and daven with a yarmulke, and the Meiri says no one would ever do that when speaking to an important person, and certainly when they're davening, they should be wearing a full hat. We've mentioned in the past that is a big discussion in Halacha about wearing a hat for davening. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that one should wear a hat for davening. There are different customs within Klal Yisrael today. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out that when JFK, when Kennedy took off his hat for the presidential inauguration, then the halacha of wearing a hat for davening also changed, because no longer, and certainly today, is it common for people to put on a hat when going to speak to a person that is mechubad. Again, Reb Shlomo Kluger said that halacha applies even walking Dalet Amos, that one needs a full hat. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that that is not correct. And in terms of staying in one place and not wearing a yarmulke, Rav Moshe is being masbir the isser of walking for amos without a yarmulke. Staying in one place, the Magen Avraham says it's definitely a midas chasidus for one to be careful to wear one's yarmulke, even if one is not walking dalet amos in the Rishus HaRabim, dalet amos in general. We did see the opinion of some who held that there is an Isra of a B'chukos Seim lo Seilechu. The Magen Avraham, though, points out from our Gemara, at least in the time of Chazal, there was no problem of a B'chukos Seim lo Seilechu. It seems that the Magen Avraham is concluding from our Gemara that there is only a Midas Chasidus, and of course that Midas Chasidus would fall away in an instance where there is some type of tzorech, like in this case, in our Gemara, of taking off the mitznefes from the head of the Kohen so that it could, that they could effectively run the pious. Finally, I conclude with an important point that I heard from one of my special Rabbeim in Tarvadas, Rav Yisrael Reisman, who pointed out that the root of the word, everybody used the word yarmulke. The root of the word yarmulke means yirei malka, is to remind the person, and it's clear from the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, that the role of a hat, of covering one's head, is to remind oneself to have Kovod Rosh. So Rabbi Reisman pointed out that in a case, which Rav Moshe discusses in other tshuvas, where he allowed, due to parnasa reasons, a person to go to work without wearing a yarmulke, because they would not be able to earn a parnasa if people would know that they were religious Jews in the face of prejudice and anti-Semitism. So despite that fact, Rabbi Reisman pointed out that a yarmulke is not for the way most people look at a yarmulke. Most people think of a yarmulke as you're showing other people that you're Jewish or religious. And unfortunately now, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has multiplied Kain Yirbu. For so many people, the yarmulke is also a political statement. What type of yarmulke he wears? Does he have a ring around his yarmulke? Does he not have a ring around his yarmulke? V'chule, v'chule. Rabbi Reisman pointed out that a yarmulke is really about a person reminding themselves, not showing other people, but reminding themselves that there is a Borei Olam that is above them, that is watching all of their actions. That's how Rabbi Reisman pointed out that even if Mi'ikur Dedina, Rav Moshe has a heter for a person to go without a yarmulke, even Dalet Amos, and we saw from our Tosas that there might not be an Isser if he's not moving at all. Of course, there's another Dion about eating without a yarmulke, which we haven't discussed today. In such a case, he recommended that the person make a date with the Sheitel Macher. What do I mean by that? And that is to get from his wife the Sheitel Macher's number, Rabbi Reisman suggested, and go to the Sheitel Macher to get a toupee, and thereby, even though his boss and the co-workers, that for some reason he cannot go to work with a yarmulke, they will not know, but he will know that he has something that's covering his head. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a summary of some issues that come up on wearing a yarmulke. This concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf from Daf Chaf Hei.